Philly Archbishop, final text from Vatican Synod frankly inadequate on sex abuse. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on October 29, 2018. Philadelphia Archbishop Charles Chappett said the final document of the concluded Vatican Synod of Bishops on Youth is frankly inadequate and disappointing on the abuse matter, an assessment shared by a number of Synod Fathers. While there was some good discussion of the issue among the Synod Fathers, it was not enough, Chappett said in his final reflections. And church leaders outside the United States and a few other countries dealing with the problem clearly don't understand its scope and gravity. An earlier draft of the final document had adopted a policy of zero tolerance regarding clerical sex abuse, but this language was removed from the definitive text, which furthermore offered no concrete new measures to fight the abuse crisis. There's very little sense of heartfelt apology in the text, the Archbishop argued, and laying the blame for the crisis on clericalism misses the point, since it's by no means the central issue for many lay people, especially parents. A number of analysts of the crisis have begun using the more precise term homoclericalism to capture the specific nature of abuse emanating from a homosexual culture or network among clergy and prelates. A failure to adequately address the matter of clerical sex abuse was not the only problem with the Synod's final document. Chappett noted, even if it is an improvement over the original working document, Instrumentum Laboris, which was a collection of dense social science data with very little evangelical zeal. The second major point of concern was the matter of human sexuality and sexual morality, he said, and the way basic Christian beliefs about the human person seem to be put up for reevaluation. The church already has a clear, rich, and articulate Christian anthropology, Chappett noted, so it is unhelpful to create doubt or ambiguity around issues of human identity, purpose, and sexuality, unless one is setting the stage to change what the church believes and teaches about all three, starting with sexuality. In his final remarks to the Synod Assembly, Pope Francis said that accusations against his person represent an attack on the church itself. Because of our sins, the great accuser takes advantage and roams about seeking someone to accuse, as we read in the first chapter of Job, Francis said. Right now, he is accusing us forcefully, and this accusation becomes persecution as well, he said. It is a difficult time because the accuser is attacking the mother through us and the mother should not be attacked, he said. Vigano said that he had personally informed Francis in 2013 of McCarrick's history of abuse, along with sanctions imposed on his ministry by Pope Benedict XVI, and yet the Pope had lifted those sanctions and given McCarrick a role in the naming of future U.S. bishops. Follow Thomas D. Williams on Twitter. Follow @WilliamsRome.